After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their net, their father Zebedee and the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the words of the Gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, the divine word of today's liturgy puts before us two principal subjects for meditation, namely vocation and conversion. The first reading speaks of Jonah's call by God. The Lord said to Jonah, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's word. The gospel too speaks of the call of Simon, Andrew, James, and John. Vocation is a call. God calls men to carry out tasks which he assigns to him. God asks him to be confident that he will succeed in carrying out his task, his mission. This was so in the case of Jonah, who even tried to flee from God's call, considering that it went beyond his abilities. Each of us here has a vocation and a mission to fulfill. The vocation and mission to be a teacher, to be a father, a mother, a student, a worker, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, etc. If God places tasks before us, he also gives us the grace to fulfill that particular task. So there is no reason to worry about whether we shall succeed in our vocation or not. The grace of God is sufficient for us if we trust in him. The intention of God is to make each one of us the fisher of men. To become fishers of men is our primary mission. To fish is a task. One needs patience, skill, and vigilance. Men or people are like fish, and like fish, people are hard to find and catch. The sea in which God calls us to fish people is the human society with all its uncertainties, its challenges and dangers. These are the waves, so to speak. So we have to be prepared for the task to encounter these waves. The net is the gospel. So when the Lord calls us to be fishers of men, he wants us to use the gospel values to attract and influence the lives of other people for whom and among whom we work. Actions speak louder than words. Your exemplary and Christian conduct is a powerful weapon with which you can fish other people into the life of holiness. The second subject of today's Liturgy of the Word is conversion. Conversion is proclaimed by the Old Testament prophet Jonah, whom God sent to a large city of Nineveh. As we read, Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth as a sign of repentance and conversion. Jonah's preaching achieved good results. The people of Nineveh turned away from their evil ways, and therefore God did not send the punishment which he had announced. Conversion is also proclaimed by Jesus Christ in the gospel which we heard today. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The key words here are repent and believe. To repent means to reform our lives, to sin no more, and to listen to the gospel. It is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Repentance and conversion are closely linked together and to the great commandment of love. Unfortunately, this language of repentance is not what is commonly heard in today's society. The words commonly heard are I and me. People often ask themselves, what good is that for me? What has that to do with me? How shall I benefit from that? I first. It is a language of, I would say, selfishness or self-fulfillment that dominates public and private life. Conversely, it is through the upright and holy life and through unshakable fidelity to the commandment of love and through the service of our brothers and sisters that self-fulfillment is realized. Forgetting self and loving others are key elements in the process of self-realization. Our Savior himself said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So when one forgets himself or herself and serves others accordingly, that's when self-realization is achieved. Conversion has multiple character and happens in the various stages of life. We speak of conversion when it is a fundamental turning point which decides a change in the direction of life and behavior. We speak of conversion when it means turning away from serious sins which hinder supernatural life. Conversion should be interior and spiritual. It should take place in the heart of a person. The evils which afflict the society come from the human heart, the heart which is repugnant to conversion. It is from the heart filled with hate and a desire for revenge that violence comes. So conversion, true conversion, cannot take place where hatred dominates, because it is diametrically opposed to the great commandment of love. It separates us interiorly from our neighbor. It not only forgets every duty towards them, but positively wishes them evil. Hatred grieves at the prosperity and rejoices at the adversity of the hated person. It exaggerates his fault and it discounts his virtues. It wishes evil and it does evil to him. It does not stop at malediction, calumny, and detraction, but often assails his very life. Hence, the scripture says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. This is a sin which the people of Nineveh, of present-day Assyrians, committed against the people of Israel, but they responded to the message of repentance and conversion thanks to the preaching of the prophet Jonah. May God shower the gifts of love and forgiveness in every heart which is enslaved by hatred. May he give us new hearts and new spirits in place of hearts of stone, so that you may heed to his message of repentance and conversion, and so become new creatures in Christ. Amen.